Three, two, one. Thank you and welcome once again to another radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do trust that you receive a blessing from hearing again a portion of the Word of God. We'd like to speak this morning in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, and beginning in verse 13. We'd like to continue on our study this morning of the wiles of Satan and how the devices of Satan, how that he's destroyed many, many people. Lesson number one was on Satan's temptations. Lesson number two was on evil thoughts. Lesson number three was on Satan taking advantage. And lesson number four was on Satan binding us. Lesson number five was Satan's hindering. Lesson number six, Satan's accusations. And lesson number seven was Satan's deceivings. Lesson number eight was Satan's desiring to have us. And then today, the angel of light. Lesson number nine is Satan as an angel of light. And he sure does look that way. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, the Bible said in verse 13, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." And so Satan is an angel of light. And his ministers also are as ministers of light. Satan does not come on as if he is a big red creature with horns and a pitchfork and a forked tail. You know, and he's red because he just came out of the flames of hell. Satan does not appear that way. Satan appears as something very good and very nice and something to be desired. You remember how that Satan attacked Eve in the Garden of Eden? And he showed her the tree of knowledge of good and evil and said, "Well, look how good it is." And the Bible said when Eve looked at the fruit and saw that it was a tree to be desired to make one wise and it was good for food, she took and ate. And Satan will do exactly the same thing today. He does not come on like he is something wrong, or that he is something evil, or that he is something full of sin. He comes on like it's going to be real nice. But the end, or the end of death. Satan's ways look good, but they are not. Satan has false ministers today. And I must say that everybody that's preaching is not preaching the Word of God. You know, there are false religions in this world today. Sometimes we call them cults. Sometimes we call them other names. But there are false religions in this world. Now, the book of Matthew chapter 7. Notice this thing about the false teachers and how they come. The Bible said, "Beware of false prophets." Matthew 7, verse 15. "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." And so, they're disguised. You see, Satan is an angel of light. He appears as something real good, and yet he's stinking to the core. And so it is with Satan's false ministers. They come as sheep, but inside they're ravening wolves. They look good, but there's destruction within. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Woe unto you, because you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, and inside you're full of dead men's bones." The book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, gives us a solemn warning that's good for these last days concerning false teachers that shall come. And today, there are many false teachers. The Bible said that in the last days, that many false teachers shall come, tickling the ears of the listeners. And there are people that all they want is to go to a place where they can hear somebody agree with their particular philosophy. Many churches are filled with people that come to hear just what they want to hear. But we need to come and listen to the Word of God, for in the Word of God we can find instruction. The Bible said in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you." And today, there are many false prophets, false teachers that are come out into the world. They're teaching everything except what the Bible said. And then it continues, "who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them." You see, the Bible said here, "they shall come in privately." Satan is an angel of light. The ministers of Satan come in. They're wolves wearing sheep's clothing. And here these false teachers come in privately. They come in sneaky. They don't come up openly. They don't just come in and say, "here it is." But instead of that, they come in saying, "we agree with you. But just look at what I think the Bible said about this point, and what I think about what the Bible said about this other point." And the first thing you know, your whole doctrine is torn down because they come in privately. They don't come in like Jesus did, preaching publicly in the tabernacles, in the temples, in the synagogues, and in every place where he went. But they come in privately. The Bible said they even deny the Lord that bought them. And somebody said, "well, they must be saved if they've been bought." Doesn't mean that at all. Here are some people that come in and say, "we believe in Jesus Christ, but we're not real sure of the virgin birth." They've got a serious problem. There are those people that say, "we believe that Jesus is a good teacher and his lessons are good to go by and to live by. But we're not so sure he was perfect. We're not so sure about his miracles." Listen, those people are false teachers. To deny the virgin birth of Jesus Christ is to deny that Jesus is the Son of God. Because if you say that Jesus was not virgin born, then he was not the Son of God. Jesus was conceived miraculously in the womb of Mary by the Holy Spirit of God. That's what the Bible said. And so when people come along and say, "we believe in Jesus, but we're not too sure about his virgin birth," you can mark it down. They are a false apostle. They are a false prophet, a false teacher, and they've come to deceive you, because Jesus is the Son of God. The Bible continues here in verse 1 and said, "and bring upon themselves swift destruction." The Bible does not say here, when it talks about swift destruction, that these people shall just blaspheme God one time and then die. It doesn't say that, because it's just not that way. But one thing for sure, whenever Jesus is denied, whenever God is denied, the Holy Spirit blasphemed, the judgment that shall come upon those people is irrevocable. It will come. It may seem slow to men, but it will come. Verse 2. Here's a very tragic verse. The Bible said, "and many shall follow their pernicious ways." The word pernicious there means destructive ways or perilous ways. And the Scripture says many shall follow their destructive ways, their pernicious ways. Satan has come and made his gospel, made his doctrine very appealing to man. and many people are just looking for someone to tickle their ears, to make them feel real good. And so they go and listen to false teachers who appeal to the flesh, forgetting the Spirit. And they're drawn away, and many. And then the Bible said in verse 2, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Look at this very strong wording of this verse, that many people shall follow the false doctrines laid down by these false teachers and prophets. And by doing so, they shall begin to speak evil of the truth of the Word of God. Then in verse 3, and through covetousness, that is, through desire, through money. I must say that there are many, many preachers today that preach only for money. I've listened to some of the broadcasts that contain nothing about the Word of God and spend the vast majority of their time asking people to send them money or they're going to have to go off the air. This is what the Bible is talking about. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words. That word feigned means disguised words. They don't come on like they just don't come on in the open. They're like Satan. Satan is an angel of light. And Satan comes on like he's a real answer. And he's nothing. He's clouds without any rain. And winds that don't help you at all. The Bible said, through feigned words make merchandise of you. And that's what a lot of religion amounts to anymore, is just pay me money. Pay me this. Pay me that. It's terrible that we're living in a day like that, but we are. It's always been that way. It's just not now. It just seems worse now because we're here. The Bible said in verse 3, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. And so the judgment of these false prophets and teachers is coming. Now, we've spent a good part of this message talking about the truth of false teachers and how that they are here. What are you and I going to do to avoid false prophets and false teachers? Let me give you the answer. Always study the Word of God in the light of what the Word of God says. And false teachers and false prophets will not fool you. The Bible said about the brethren at Berea that they were honorable, for they searched the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Don't be following men. Follow Jesus Christ. Read your Bible yourself. And I challenge you today just to think with me, how long has it been since you sat down and read your Bible for yourself? I know you probably got a Bible in your home. You probably got two or three of them. When was the last time you opened it? When was the last time you studied the Word of God for yourself? Don't be deceived by false teachers. Just read the Word of God. It's pure. It's whole. And put all the pieces of the Word of God together. He said in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so put it all together in the way it ought to be that God intended for it to be. And you'll not fail. But if you don't study the Bible yourself, you're already on the road to failure. Well, Satan comes as an angel of light. Lord willing, we have one more message on this series concerning the devices of Satan. So listen again next Sunday morning as we study the end of Satan. We invite you to come again to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forest Hill, Missouri, and listen again next Sunday morning for the continuation of this message. Thank you now for listening.